Ways and Means releases 7 crypto tax bills with no spending relief. The Republican leadership of the House Ways and Means Committee has circulated 7 crypto tax discussion drafts ahead of a hearing on digital asset taxation set for June 9, 2026. It is the first time congressional tax writers have moved a slate of crypto-specific bills, and the drafts reach into staking, mining, network fees, and years of unreported gains. The one thing they leave out is the change most everyday users have asked for: a tax break for small purchases. The release lands while the market is already on its back foot. As of June 6, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $69,750, down about 2.4% on the day and roughly 17% over the past week, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 13, or extreme fear. Ether sits around $1,573 after a 5.3% daily slide. Tax certainty does not move price on its own, but it changes the math for anyone deciding whether to hold, spend, or report. The 7 drafts on the table, the package targets several long-standing complaints from crypto holders. The Tax Clarity for Mining and Staking Act would stop taxing block rewards and staking yield at the moment they are received, deferring tax until the assets are actually sold. That addresses the double taxation problem stakers have flagged for years, where rewards are taxed as income on receipt and again as gains on disposal. A second draft, the Less Tax Paperwork for Digital Asset Owners Act, sets a $10 de minimis exemption for crypto network fees and would cover up to 5,000 transactions a year, sparing users from logging a taxable event every time they pay gas. A Digital Assets Voluntary Disclosure Program Act would open a 2-year window for people to self-report past failures to declare crypto gains without the usual penalties. Other drafts in the suite handle wash sale rules for digital assets, charitable donation appraisal requirements, securities tax treatment, and a foreign income provision. The committee describes these as discussion drafts, not finished legislation. The June 9th hearing is meant to refine them before any markup. Industry groups welcome the start. Allison Mangiero of the Crypto Council for Innovation said, "Getting digital asset tax treatment right is essential to compliance, to everyday use, and to keeping this activity and its revenue in the United States." Cody Carbone, CEO of the Digital Chamber, called the hearing a chance to refine these proposals and keep the bipartisan tax effort moving forward. The gap that hits spenders. For people who actually pay with crypto, the notable line in the package is the one that is missing. The drafts do not include a broader de minimis exemption for everyday purchases made with stablecoins or other crypto. That is the rule the payments crowd has lobbied for hardest, because without it, the IRS treats each disposal of crypto as a sale that can trigger a capital gain or loss. In practice, buying a coffee with Bitcoin or USDC is a taxable event in the United States today, and these drafts do not change that. The $10 network fee carve-out helps with gas, not with the spend itself. Anyone using a crypto card funded directly from on-chain balances still has to track cost basis on every transaction, which is part of why most U.S. card programs route through stablecoins or settle into fiat before the swipe. A real everyday de minimis threshold, say a few hundred dollars per transaction, would have removed that friction. It is not in this round. The staking draft is the clearer win. Yield-bearing setups, including cards and accounts that pay rewards in staked assets, currently saddle users with a tax bill on tokens they have not sold. Deferring that to the point of sale would simplify life for anyone earning staking yield and could make reward-linked products easier to reason about. Read the calendar, not the headline. Discussion drafts are a starting gun, not a finish line. The June 9th hearing comes as the Senate is still working through the Clarity Act market structure bill, and tax legislation tends to move slowly and attach itself to larger packages. The realistic read is that staking relief and the reporting amnesty have momentum, while a true spending exemption remains a goal rather than a draft. For card users hoping to spend crypto without a tax diary, this package narrows the paperwork at the edges, but leaves the core problem in place.